Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Dean Anne Scantlebury, history graduate and a current infill student in history of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, April 6, 2014, Archbishop Granville Williams, the patriarch of thousands of spiritual Baptists in Barbados, transitioned peacefully at his home in Elim Park, Christ Church. In an unprecedented event, his remains were interred at Jerusalem, the headquarters of the Sons of God Apostolic Church, on April 28, 2014. Granville Williams was born in Rawlins, Christ Church, to Seaford Callender and Eldeka Williams. While he is popularly regarded as having been born on October 3, 1923, records seemingly suggest that he might have been born Granville Williams on June 1, 1922. After unsuccessfully attempting to engage himself meaningfully as an adolescent, Williams migrated to Trinidad in 1944. He recalled in October 2007 that he left Barbados because he disliked the way things were going here racially. During his sojourn there, Williams reportedly experienced some very serious visions, which eventually led him to the spiritual Baptist faith. His deep desire to bring Barbadians of African descent back to a Black orientation encouraged him to return home in 1957. This decision was also inspired by the challenges faced by the spiritual Baptists in Trinidad in the lifting of the Shelters Prohibition Ordinance, which prevented spiritual Baptists from practicing their faith. Williams, along with Grenadian Elton George Griffith, had played instrumental roles in the eventual repealing of that law in 1951. Upon his return, Williams held open-air services at several locations, including the Fairchild Street Bus Terminal, which now quite fittingly bears his name. As his congregation grew, so did the need for a home for his church. A house at Silver Sands Christ Church was the first permanent location. The church eventually moved to its present site at Eden Grove. There was widespread skepticism initially as Williams challenged the society created by the established churches on the island. He was viewed as an enigma and an obeah man by those who were not in favor of his mission. Now, some 60 years later, the spiritual Baptist faith is an accepted and integral part of Barbados' cultural and religious life. The Sons of God Apostolic Church is responsible for the blessing of the last delivery of canes during the Kwapova Festival's opening ceremony. Its Palm Sunday and Good Friday processions are also highly anticipated events on the Christian calendar. Membership of the church has also grown over the years. Williams began with one convert, his sister Esme. His church now has 3 branches and a congregation of more than 10,000 spiritual Baptists. His legacy also extends beyond the shores of Barbados, as churches were established in Boston, New York, and New Bedford in the United States of America.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.